Maria says if parents weren't giving young children smartphones, they wouldn't have to worry. In the Irish Daily Mail today, half of us, more than half of us, 53%, would prefer to see restrictions for under-16s. Are you in favour of blocking under-16s from having smartphone access? 53% say yes, only 30% say no, another 18% say they don't know. And what about WhatsApp? Going from 16 down to 13. Now, on the phone line, and it's not on a WhatsApp line, it's an ordinary line, it's Graham Mulhern, CEO of Be Secure Online. Be Secure Online. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning. Thanks for the big up. Good man. Thank you.
Good to talk to you again. Appreciate it. So, I actually didn't know that there was an age limit on WhatsApp, which shows my ignorance. What happened over the weekend?
Well, if you put all the kerfuffle and the nonsense and the noise aside, like the corporate speak and the regulators, it's really about getting down into the fight with Snapchat and ganging up on Snapchat. They, WhatsApp and Instagram have been very surprised by the scrappy nature of Snapchat and their ability to hold on to the primary school kids and secondary. So Instagram got knocked out of the primary school by the arrival, the continued feistiness of Snapchat. Nobody expected Snapchat to last this long. Snapchat is the number one product along with TikTok in the primary school. And putting all the nonsense aside and being straight old-fashioned cynical, which I know you love, Damien, this is it. This is the fight. This is Facebook's fight against TikTok and particularly Snapchat.
Okay, so that's a good way of explaining it, because these things don't happen in a kind of a whimsical thing. So up to now, WhatsApp had an age limit, 16 years of age minimum, to go on WhatsApp. Is that correct?
That's right. And I think it was 2018 or so, they selected WhatsApp, somewhat cynically, I would have said, again, something you'd enjoy. And they didn't include Instagram in that, probably 2018, 2017, Damien. And they increased the age of users back then, 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever, to 16 for this particular product, but not for Instagram, which, by the way, both of those are bought in, not house products. So they paid $1 billion, was it, for Instagram, and $25 billion or whatever for WhatsApp. They left Instagram at 13 all these years. And I think they, but they didn't expect WhatsApp to become so popular with everybody.
Yes.
I think a third of the world uses WhatsApp. Wow. And so now for competitive purposes, they're getting back in the ring. They're shedding the 16-year minimum thing. Because don't forget, Damien, and this is important, Snapchat is 13 years of age.
Yes. So I have my WhatsApp app for many years. I can't remember if I was asked for an age validation. So if one was to set up a new WhatsApp account, what would you be asked to show? Would you be asked for a picture of your passport, or is it just a case of saying, are you over 16 up until last Friday, or now are you over 13? You click on yes, and that's it. Or how does it work?
And there's no insisting on age verification. It's not like setting up a new bank account or trying to transfer money overseas or any of the other things that require full validated proof. This is simply a spoof on the age that you are when you're typing in your age. So there's no verification.
So it's a heap of rubbish, really.
It's a load of rubbish.
Load of rubbish.
Now, Facebook will tell you that in Instagram, they've introduced an age estimation thingy. If you want to change your age, they will ask you to hold the camera up to your face, and they have a technology in the background called Yoti. And Yoti will make an age estimation, but not verification. So they are making a pretense at it. And I don't know, you would have enjoyed this, Damien. Did you see your man last week, Zuckerberg, in America?
Yes.
And he was made by the senators turn around and apologize to all the parents in the congressional inquiry there last week. So if he isn't getting the point, he will be getting it soon, that parents are tired and exhausted with chasing down these social media companies to be more responsible. I don't know when real change is coming, but they're certainly not insisting on age verification for anything at the moment.
Yeah, and again, we'll talk about security, EU commissioners and many other matters that the Irish government are bringing in now, and they're saying they're going to be moving things on, but the amount of people working behind the scenes to try and work on this is very small in terms of hampering Facebook and WhatsApp. So let's get this clear. If you give a smartphone to a child or a grandchild, and the child is, let's say, 9 years of age, that child can open up a WhatsApp, can download WhatsApp, and can literally go on at 9 years of age on WhatsApp and have access to all the different paraphernalia got to do with WhatsApp. Is that correct?
That's correct. And can I add one other thing? She can go straight to Google, or he can, more likely, type in boob, and within two swipes, Damien, you know exactly where they're going to get to. Serious adult content on a phone. So, you know, the whole thing needs real tidy up, and they need to stop paying fines, and we need to move on to a new level of punishment. They'll pay fines all day long.
Yeah, this idea of age verification is a heap of rubbish, and I think adults and parents should know that. So, for example, if they type in the word Pornhub, they will be able to go onto a website and it'll say, are you 18 or over? You click, yeah, I'm over 18. You might only be 9 years of age, and straight away you have access to very graphic and awfully sexist, horrendous some stuff. And you talk about how children get messed up in their lives, and it's there. It's in their hands. It's so easy.
It is. And Damien, another one that people kind of forget is the gaming companies allow all of these kids up onto their public servers. So your little Joey or Chloe or Mary is on Roblox or Minecraft, a public server. That means they're playing with adults in a battle to the death. And the atmosphere is awful, absolutely awful. It's horrible. You know, toxic, misogynist, racist, every kind of phobia. And the language is ferocious, and the atmosphere. So the climate where they're trying to win. So the gaming companies are forcing no control on their young users and making no real efforts to Fortnite or Roblox, Minecraft, to stop young kids going onto public servers where they're playing with adults.
Number of people texting in to say we shouldn't give the children the phones. If some people do give 10-year-old smartphones, just give them a bit of practical advice, please, Graham, from your perspective. Be secure online.
Okay. Well, Damien, first off, if you go into any class in the country, down to second class or even first, and you do a hands up, you will find that most kids have a phone, and even worse, have full access to the internet unfettered at home. I think the best step parents could take right now is to get some parental control. And there are some very well-known products out there, Norton 360 or Bit Defender. That'll cost you about 50 quid for 7 or 8 users in the house. And that will make a huge change. If you wanted one thing, that would make a huge change to the kind of experience kids are getting on their phones. There will be content control, website blocking, and antivirus, and there will be age-appropriate. There would be age-appropriate controls as well. So your 7-year-old will get a different experience to your 13-year-old, because these companies have worked all of that out.
Okay.
If you wanted the quickest start, to do something tonight.
So it's called Norton 360, and what was the other one?
The other one is two well-known companies, one European, one American, Norton 360 Premium. And you should be able to buy that online anywhere, Norton or from Amazon or wherever, or Bit Defender, B-I-T Defender, Bit Defender.
Okay.
Two very good products, very reliable, well known.
And again, presume I'm just completely ignorant on this. You literally Google those. Will you download an app onto your phone, or how does it work?
Yeah, it does assume a little bit of user experience. But I think there are enough people in the world who know enough about IT and phones and computers to help you if you do buy it. Go straight to Google, go onto Amazon, or go to the Norton site, norton.com or bitdefender.com. But all of these products are available on Amazon and are searchable via regular search engines like Google.
Okay. And again, we're not recommending those from this program's perspective.
Nope,
you're
not
saying they're important, and if somebody wants them from a practical point of view, and literally within the space of an hour, let's say, for example, if one is helped with somebody that is fairly computer literate, you then will be able to link up those phones, that app and that system, to whatever phones are in the house. And will those phones, so let's say the child is, the 10-year-old child is off playing with his or her friends and is bringing the phone with him or her, will that still work on their phone even though they're outside of your home Wi-Fi area.
Yes, and another little tip to everybody, Damien, because you mentioned locations and I use it still with my teenage daughters, is the Find Me function, which is free. It's absolutely free. And like the other thing, parental control for those two products, all of the instructions are available on YouTube. Just type in, say, Find Me on your phone and switch on Find Me so you know where your kids are, you know where your husband, your wife, your son, whatever. And it's really simple to do. On iPhone, it's called Find Me. And if you want help with setting up Norton 360, just go to YouTube and type in Norton 360 install. And or get a friendly person, you know, who knows a bit to help you out. But they are quite easy to install. You shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't be lighter than 50 or 60. There's always deals on them. Okay. On one quick tip, turn off the credit card renewal for the first year because they'll whack you on year two, Damien.
Yes.
They'll ask for the credit card. After you get up and running, go back in and delete out the credit card. Because they will remind you, but they'll remind you only once or twice. And then they'll take your money. So delete credit card after this, the install.
Okay. Isn't it a shame that this has to be done, that people have to pay money for this sort of stuff, which should be obligatory? Like, again, it just goes to show that these big companies cannot police themselves, Graham. We've been saying that consistently.
Absolutely. And worst of all, Damien, and we have discussed this 100 times on air, worst of all is the fact that principals and teachers around the country in junior and senior school, especially in primary, are getting no help from the Department of Education, Finance or Health to battle this and remedy it in the classroom. And teachers increasingly want to push this problem back outside the gate because it's just overwhelming for schools. We need to take a more mature attitude. Your politicians will be coming knocking for your vote very soon. Why not mention it to them that you'd like to see these guys legislated and controlled, and you'd like to see your school getting some assistance from the Department of Finance and Education to battle this?
Yeah, I know what they're going to say. A lot more on your website, Be Secure Online. Definitely worth having a look at. Graham Mulhern, good to talk to you again as ever. Mind yourself. God bless.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Graham. Bye-bye. Graham Mulhern there, CEO, Be Secure Online. That's all about WhatsApp lowering its age limit. But as we've said there, there is no real age limit on it. There isn't. And a lot of these things don't have age limit on it. Like, are you over 18? Are you over 16? You click on it. I am. It's a complete heap of SH1T. It really is. And they cannot police themselves. Of course they can't. It's all about profits. Nothing got to do with our children's well-being. Nothing got to do with that. They don't give a damn.